Now, I'm turning to the last of chapter 20 today, and I put in here and begin reading verses 14 and 15. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if any were not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Now, there are some things that need explanation there. The word here for hell, and I read in the translation, and death and hell were cast in the lake of fire, and I changed it in my translation, and death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Well, that is an unfortunate translation in our Bible. Sheol in the Old Testament is not hell, nor is Hades in the New Testament. Actually, this place, it's the place of the unseen dead. It's divided into two compartments. The Lord Jesus, in the parable of the poor man and the rich man who died, he divided it into paradise and the place of torment. Paradise was emptied when Christ took with him at his ascension the Old Testament believers. And if you turn over to the fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Ephesians and read, which I'll do, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now, he did do two things. He gave gifts to man down here, but he also took with him to heaven the Old Testament saints that had died. That is the place called paradise. But the place of torment will deliver up the lost for judgment at the great white throne, which we saw last time. All who stand at this judgment are lost, and we're told that they're cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. We're also told the Lord called it outer darkness. Now, we believe that that is symbolic of something worse than literal fire and outer darkness. I believe that it's much worse than that. It is eternal separation from God, for death means separation. Now, death, the great final enemy of man, is finally removed from the scene, and no longer will it be said, in Adam all die. And death is personified in this case because it's man's great enemy. The Old Testament said that, Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I'll redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I'll be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. And that's in Hosea 13:14. Then Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:26 said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And then in verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? In other words, Hades is the prison of lost souls, is likewise cast into the lake of fire. Why? Well, the lost are no longer in Hades, but are in the lake of fire. So this is where Satan, the wild beast, and the false prophet and their minions were consigned. Now, let's face up to it. If man will not accept the life of God, he must accept the only other alternative. God never created man to be put in this place, but there's no other place for him. Eternal association with Satan, for that was the purpose of the creation of hell itself. And I take it it's a place where God never goes. He stays away, and it means to be separated from God. And the second death means eternal and absolute separation from God.